being up 2-0 right now, we know it's a thin line still. So it's one game at a time. We got to go into Cleveland now, and they're going to, you know, have their home fans around them. They're going to have more energy in there. So got to handle our business and be focused.
That, of course, was not Mark Hollis nor Lloyd Jackson. That was our guy, Cade Cunningham.
Cade, yes.
After the Pistons win, Eric Vincent, one of the great, great minds that has the opportunity to cover the Pistons, is with us. He was there last night. Pistons go 2-0. And Eric, you got this team right where we want us?
Absolutely. You see the great energy. You see the guys really coming together. And you really see a lot of that tough adversity pay off from that first series. The Pistons are really floating right now. Love the way that they've been able to play defensively. And offensively, I think they're getting better and better as these playoffs go. So, yes, vibes are all the way up for the Pistons right now.
And, you know, Eric, you know, what does it say about this Pistons team? You know, Cleveland made a big run. They even took the lead. And Detroit still looked pretty calm down the stretch.
This game has some weird deja vu to it. I mean, they did a really good job getting off to a big lead in the first half, going up by double digits. And then the third quarter came back, and Cleveland really gave them their best shot and even took the lead at a certain point as well. And, again, kind of go back to what I was saying, it shows that they're able to kind of handle the adversity of being down or going through a run against their opponent and then finding a way to just stick to their identity, stick to their game plan, not panic, and then still come out with a double-digit lead and to play their best game in the fourth quarter as well. Really encouraging to see from the Pistons. They did a good job of taking care of home court advantage with a 2-0 lead, and now they got to go carry it to Cleveland.
As you've been, Eric, as you've been watching these, we're talking with Eric Vincent with ClutchPoints.com. As you've been watching these series, not just the Pistons, but all of them, there's been such a strong ebb and flow, not only within the games, but within the series. The games seem competitive. Right now, as Piston fans, we're feeling very good being 2-0. But you also want to put up that caution wall, right? That things happen very fast, things change fast within the game, within the series, and you got to stay on top of it when these 7-game series are a grind one after another.
Of course, yeah, that mental focus is going to be key for this team. The good thing is, though, it doesn't have to be perfect. Like, yes, a lot of other teams throughout the playoffs are kind of going through the same thing. You see the Lakers being able to keep pace with Oklahoma City up until maybe the fourth quarter in their last game. And now the Pistons are kind of going through it as well, playing a strong three quarters. And then the most important one in the fourth, being able to kind of show that they're the better team and execute, you know, in their proper ways. And they make sure that Cleveland doesn't, you know, wipe out this lead and take away what they started. So I think the Pistons are doing exactly what they needed to do. You know, they withstood a big 31-point night from Donovan Mitchell, and they've done a good job of making some of their most important players look like liabilities in Evan Mobley and James Harden. So, yeah, it's not looking perfect in terms of how they played, but the timeliness of what they need right now is coming together, and they're able to withstand a lot of the damage that Cleveland is able to do in those third quarters by, you know, still executing late, taking care of the ball, spreading the ball around, getting some open shots from three, which is different because the Cavs are supposed to be the ones of the series known as the good shooters. But the Pistons are doing a really good job of keeping everybody involved to help win.
And Tobias Harris, I got to say, you know, he keeps quietly putting together these monster playoff performances. He had, seven straight 20-point games. Is he becoming like an unsung hero of this playoff run?
He was an unsung hero. I think he's getting sung now at this point. I think you got to start waking up the choir for Tobias Harris. He has been fantastic. I think he's honestly in the midst of playing the best playoff series of his entire career. He's had some good runs, you know, throughout his playing years in the NBA. But with what he's doing now, he looks like he's turned the clock back. It's been really important to see him, you know, find his three-point shot, really getting open from the perimeter. He knocked down two threes yesterday, really becoming a reliable second option for Cade Cunningham. And they're going to him when they're getting a little cold. Like when the third quarter came out and they weren't able to find a rhythm offensively, they went to him fourth in the late, because they kept getting Donovan Mitchell and James Harden matched up against him, and it was food every single time. He was able to back him down in the post, find the ability to kind of get looks off the dribble too, which is super encouraging for a vet at his age. He's really just looked extremely impressive, especially knowing that the Cavaliers have wanted to get Evan Mobley and their bigs involved, but Tobias is putting pressure on everybody else to keep them off balance. So he has been perfect for this series. He was really good in the Orlando series, And it makes the Pistons so much more dangerous when he's involved in giving the exact type of execution and production that this team badly needs on offense.
We're talking with Eric Vincent, Pistons reporter with ClutchSports.com. Lloyd Jackson and I asked some great questions, but the one I want to ask you right now is the questions we're not asking. What are the writers saying in the post game? When you I love writers, all the guys in Michigan State, great relationships. I like to listen to what they're talking about amongst themselves. Is there anything, Eric, that we're not asking that maybe the writers are talking about in this series going forward? And what we're not asking is what I'm saying. Is there something out there that's really a piece that that the writers are talking about?
I mean, we're kind of wondering when that magnet ball game is going to come from the Cleveland Cavaliers. They've been kind of cold in terms of some of their production. Like, I don't expect James Harden to just continue to be this terrible and Evan Mobley to continue to be this terrible, you know, in the stretch. JB likes to talk a lot about what the Pistons do right, more so than what the Cavs are doing wrong. So a lot of what the media guys and myself have been talking about is when that game is going to come from the Cavaliers, because you know it's coming. You know they're going to give you their best punch, especially with them going back home for these next two games. So it's going to be important to see how the Pistons can respond to that as well. We saw how they were able to kind of bounce back and fight against Orlando when they got a little bit of momentum on their side going back to their home arena. And the Pistons are going to have that insane, you know, intelligence on the court and that same ability to, you know, withstand whatever they have. So we haven't seen the best shooting game from the Cavaliers yet. We haven't seen them dialed in as a team, and we haven't seen that same execution. They just look completely different ever since the James Harden trade. Even though it worked with some aspect in the regular season, we still believe that it could be a game where they just get red hot, and it puts a little bit of pressure on the Pistons to say, okay, maybe we got a series now. But as of right now, they've done a good job of keeping them in check, kind of holding off on a lot of the runs and a lot of the momentum Cleveland's been trying to put up. But once it does come, you just got to make sure that they're ready for it. The Pistons have done a good job with their preparation so far.
And you know, Eric, one thing that jumps out, you know, that you got to really say, I mean, the Pistons were down 3-1 against Orlando. They win those three. We won two. So 5 games they've won straight. And it's the toughness of the team. I mean, you got Tobias. He shakes off this hip scare. You got Thompson was in foul trouble. Cade had a slow start. He responded. But how much mental toughness is really fueling this 2-0 lead?
I think it's the driving force completely. I mean, even if you keep going talking about, you know, Jalen Duren, who really had a tough series against Orlando, and then bouncing back in game one, having a huge double-double, putting a lot of pressure on, you know, Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, putting Allen in foul trouble within the first few minutes of three and having to make him sit the whole second quarter. It shows how much belief that this team has. And I was watching it. I think it was on NBA TV where they're actually mentioning it. The connectivity of this team is truly a talent, because while people may question what their talent looks like on paper, the connection that they have and the ability to play together and to play through adversity and tough times is truly a skill within itself, especially for a young team that doesn't have a ton of playoff experience. They're gaining it right now in front of our eyes, and it's doing wonders for them right now. So I think the Orlando series, Dana Dickens said it after the game. He said the Orlando series did wonders for them in preparing them for this moment, because Cleveland is just not the same type of team. Orlando was long, had a lot of depth, had a lot of good defense that could put pressure on them. And Cleveland just doesn't have that right now. So you're seeing them be able to respond in a much better way because they went through so much physicality and so much turmoil in the last series. And now they're able to kind of look a little bit more fluid and prepare and against the teams against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and it's working right now.
Eric Vincent, Detroit Pistons reporter, ClutchSports.com. Thank you for your insight and the way that you report the Pistons, but more importantly, thank you for being the person you are. Your depth in what you do in your life is incredible, so we appreciate you so much.
Thanks, E.
My pleasure, guys. Hope you have a good one. Take care.
You know, coming up, Mark, we're going to talk about Tarek Skubal. You know, he's going to have this elbow surgery, but really the work begins after the surgery.
Speaking from experience, I'm looking forward to this one. I've had a few bangs in my body over the years, too, so maybe she can help me.
Well, we'll talk to a doctor of physical therapy next at 6:49 here on JR Morning.